the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this radio broadcast of the Rosa Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. You know, Jesus is a sweet-smelling Savior. In the Word of God, He is the Rosa Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. And truly, I thank God for being on this broadcast to share the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, in the days we are in, there is not much that people can offer, but they can offer them, you all, and myself, the Word of God. The Word of God is a better treasure, a greater treasure. It's better than silver and gold. It's better than the dollar bill. But most of all, I truly thank God for His grace and mercy. In every bill that you have in your pocket, they always say, "In God we trust." Do we really trust God at this time? We should be, because God bless us every day to wake us up every day in the morning. He's the one who controls our heart, our mind, and we are spirit to Him. But most of all, I truly thank God for His love of His Son, Jesus Christ. He gave His body, soul, and spirit. So we need to acknowledge our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a day will it be when the angels are blowing the horn. Right now, angels are on guard. They have trumpets in their hand. And according to the book of Revelation, they are pouring out all type of disease that's coming on this earth. And I thank God for Jesus Christ that we who say we are the children of God, we need to really trust God in this. We really need to know that God is coming back. He's going to send His Son, Jesus Christ, when that time comes. Jesus is coming for His bride. He's coming for the true church, the living church of the living God. So we need to prepare our hearts. We need to line ourselves up with the Word of God. We need to trust God every step of the way. Before the word, for Jesus comes, God has given us the opportunity to get ourselves right with Him. But I truly thank God for the Word of God. Good morning to the body of Christ, to the people of God, those who are going to do the work for the Lord this morning on a Saturday, those who are going out to see the ones who cannot help themselves. You're out going shopping. You are on the at the nursing home. You are at somebody's home praying with them. You are on your way to work. Praise God. May the mercy of God be upon each and every one of us when we share the Word of God. And thank God for all that He is. We as the church, not the building. God don't want the building. God want us because we are the church of the living God. And we need to align ourselves with the Word, the true Word, the Word of righteousness. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But let's go into the Word of God this morning. I'm going into the book of Luke, the 17th chapter, starting at the 20th verse, the coming of the kingdom of God. God is preparing those who have ear to hear to what the Lord is saying, that He preparing us for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within us, but we need to be ready. We need to line ourselves up with the Word of God. We need to prepare the place for God. Remember, Jesus said, "Foxes have holes,
Thank you, Lord. Bird have nests, but the Son of Man don't have a place where to rest his head. We supposed to be his place that he could rest his head. But unfortunately, the church is not in place like it should be. We are getting away from the content, the concept of the Word of God. We go astray from God's Word. We do what we want to do instead of doing what God tells us to do. And that's when we are in trouble. That's why we don't feel the closeness. People don't have no interest in reading the Word of God. They don't have the desire to pray like they should. Praise God. They don't read the Word of God like they should, because they got away from the presence of God. They've got away from the walking and talking with the Holy Spirit. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But this is what the Word of God said. And Jesus said, once on being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God will come, Jesus replied, the coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst. Then he said to his disciples, the time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. People will tell you, there he is, or here he is. Do not go running at all after them. For the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But the first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on the housetop with possession inside should go down and get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember, Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever tried to keep their life will lose it, and whosoever lose their life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken and the other left. Where, Lord? They asked. He replied, where there is a dead body, where there the vulture will gather. Now Jesus was explaining of the kingdom of God and how he going to present himself. We as a children of God have to know when to recognize and have a strong discernment of the things that are coming on this earth. And Jesus is going to give us the discerning spirit when he will return. But he will not return unless the Father tell him when to come. But in the meantime, we need to get ourselves ready. Jesus had gave us a parable of what's going to happen of the coming of the kingdom of God. Jesus is going to come, and he come with an angel of hosts who will come for his church, the church of the living God. And we need to prepare ourselves, prepare our spirit, and walk the walk that God command us to do so that we will be ready. There will be no spots or wrinkle that enter into the kingdom of God. Thank God for Jesus Christ, that the Lord is teaching us how we should be. Think about when the day of Noah and the day of Lot, where they were eating and drinking and being merry. Well, it's going to happen just like this. And in the century we are in the generation they are in, we are in, that they're going to be eating and drinking and have no desire for God, have no interest in Jesus Christ. We're not concerned about their salvation, and they will be lost. But those that the Lord is coming to you, he's knocking at your heart and asking you to let him in and have a relationship with him. Don't hesitate. Don't hold God back, but to trust him and give yourself to him today. I pray that somebody who hears this broadcast will not take it for granted, but to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The time is shortened. The clock is ticking. And you don't know, and I don't know when Jesus is coming back, but he is coming back. But get yourself ready. Get your heart together for Christ. Yield yourself to him. He's calling you. He's calling you. He wants to give you salvation. He wants you to receive him as Lord and Savior. So my brothers and sisters, that who are in Christ, stay in Christ. And those who left Jesus, come back to him. He said his word, he married a backslider. But I truly thank God for the word of God. So let's focus on the word. Let's focus on Jesus. And I thank God when Jesus let them know the kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom of God, because Jesus let them know that he was that representative. He came out of heaven, came into a human form to bring forth the word of God from his Father. And Jesus is that word. He come to give us the living word, the word of righteousness, the word of peace, the word of love, the word, praise God, who will break every yoke. And I thank God the word will bring healing to your body. The word of God will bring financial in your situation. Thank you, Lord. God is alive and he is not dead. So my people of God, let's trust the Lord. Don't throw in the towel. Hold on to what you have heard, the prophecy that was spoken over you. And those who don't know Jesus, this is your opportunity right now to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Don't waste no time. Don't let the enemy talk you out of it. Get hold of Christ, and may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. Have a great and blessed day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.